The evidence of corruption by Joe Biden is enormous, and it's there's been nothing like it in terms of scope and seriousness against any president in American history. I was talking about this in the context of impeachment earlier this week, and you know, I think I summed it up pretty well. Let's go to the video of that.
Hey everyone, it has begun, the Biden impeachment inquiries, first hearing this week. But as we see with this budget fight, this continuing resolution fight, impeachment is necessary for Biden corruption, but not sufficient, because right now the Republicans in the House and generally Congress has been fully funding all of this abuse that we're concerned about, whether it be the cover-up by the Justice Department of Biden corruption or the abuse by the Biden Justice Department of President Trump and other innocents. So I encourage you to call your members of Congress, 202-225-3121. Tell them to keep up the pressure on Biden corruption, but also defund the abuses of power. 202-225-3121. The fight's now, and your action is needed.
I think I should have just played that rather than make you suffer through the 10 minutes of discussion about it. But that's a pretty good summary, huh? But that's where we stand now. And as I noted in the video, after months and months of Judicial Watch, conservatives, and I know you, demanding impeachment of Joe Biden, they finally did it. Now, McCarthy was on vacation. The House is on vacation for 7 weeks. He came back at the end of the August 7-week recess. That went into September, an August recess that lasts into September. Don't you love it? And he announced impeachment. Now, we can all guess and speculate as to why he changed his mind and all of a sudden started supporting an impeachment inquiry. But it was the right thing to do. It was what we suggested that Republicans do for some time. And I don't think they had a choice, given all the evidence of Biden corruption. And, you know, we've been calling on it for sometime. I made a speech to CPAC highlighting it earlier this year. I think it's well worth looking back at it.
And by the way, an impeachment or two would be nice. If the Schiff Pelosi gang can impeach Trump in order to cover up Biden corruption, why not actually impeach Biden for his actual corruption? The FBI and DOJ obviously are irredeemably corrupt. In the least, no more blank checks for the political enforcement arms of the left and the Democratic Party. Because the left using federal law enforcement to destroy their political opposition, it could be the end of our republic.
Boy, I was right back then, right? They should have impeached him and shut the funding down for the Justice Department months ago. But they didn't. But we now have this impeachment proceeding, the first hearing of which began this week or took place this week, the impeachment inquiry. I went into it. I was there for virtually the entire hearing. It was like that's at least 6 hours. I think I left sometime during hour five. The media, of course, would have you believe it was a big flop. It wasn't a big flop. It showed through the hearing, those who, if you watched it, they showed or presented devastating evidence of Biden corruption warranting impeachment. And of course, the left and the Biden media is going to mock the operation, but there's no way you could watch that hearing and not come away with the conclusion that Joe Biden and his family were involved in pretty serious racketeering operations. And this was my analysis of the hearing, at least on Twitter. I'll read it here. It's pretty short. I don't think we need to show the clip of it. I attended the first impeachment inquiry hearing in person for Judicial Watch, and its millions of supporters, meaning you, dear listener and viewer, the public was presented with significant and persuasive evidence based mostly on bank documents and contemporaneous emails / texts of Joe Biden's helping run an international racketeering operation using government resources that raked in tens of millions of dollars for his and his family's benefit. Democrats responded with irrelevant talking points on the shutdown exclamation point and Trump exclamation point and fake complaints about evidence exclamation point. In fact, Democrats even attacked a witness for sharing a social media post criticizing the Biden border invasion. There was no real defenses offered in the face of the shocking evidence of Joe Biden's corruption by the Democrats. Again, there has never been so much evidence about so much corruption against the president in American history. So I thought it was an important hearing. It was useful. So the witnesses they had, all of which were expert witnesses, they had Jonathan Turley, Eileen O'Connor, I forget the other two, a gentleman who was a forensic accountant for the Republicans, and a constitutional scholar for the Democrats. And so they were providing information about whether they thought the evidence to date warranted, quote, an impeachment inquiry, which is essentially not a vote up or down on impeachment, but figuring out whether there's enough information out there and what other evidence is needed to justify impeachment. Now, I think they're already there. Jonathan Turley disagrees, but he certainly thinks there's more than enough evidence. And as I noted, the media would have you believe, oh, it's all old hat, nothing new. There was new information in there because the House Ways and Means Committee released new information obtained from the whistleblowers and other, and from the IRS about Hunter Biden and Joe and his family's, as I said, racketeering operation. So I think we have a nice summary video of some of the highlights of it, and I'll watch it with you. And if I feel the need to yell or scream or comment, I'll intervene. But let's begin the summary reel of the impeachment inquiry earlier this week.
But I also do believe
it's Jonathan Turley
that the House has passed the threshold for an impeachment inquiry into the conduct of President Biden.
And this was going on for years with various different companies.
This is a pretty good summary.
During the course of Joe Biden's vice presidency, after his vice presidency, and at least during his candidacy for president. In 2015, Hunter Biden and James Bartlett started working with CEFC, which is a Chinese company, energy company, with direct ties to the Chinese Communist Party.
This is the WhatsApp text message between Jim Biden and Hunter Biden. In this text message, it clearly says, anyway, we can talk later, but you've been drawn into something purely for the purpose of protecting dad. Miss O'Connor, do you think that this text message would lead this committee to get further information about the business dealings of Hunter Biden and how that actually links to Jim Biden, the president's brother, and why they are so concerned with protecting dad, a.k.a. Joe Biden, a.k.a. the president of the United States?
Yes.
This is a text message between Hunter Biden and Naomi Biden. This is a famous one that says, I hope you all do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. It's really hard. But don't worry, unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary. This is about 4 months before Joe Biden launched his campaign for president of the United States, December 2018. The highlight is, this is a text message between Jim Biden and Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden was in a bad way, by the way. He was really strung out. He lost a bunch of money. He needed help. Jim Biden says, this can work. You need a safe harbor. I can work with your father alone. It'll probably take several months and everybody can read the text.
Ivan is not his real name, but Ivan describes that I'm Pazarsky directly admitting to him in a confidential conversation that they hired a not-so-smart Hunter Biden to protect us, quote, through his dad from all kinds of problems. Then Ivan speaks directly to CEO Zolchevsky, and Zolchevsky confides that Hunter Biden will take care of those corruption issues through his dad. Zolchevsky is being investigated by Viktor Shokin, a Ukrainian prosecutor. Joe Biden suddenly begins to call for Shokin's removal. Now, Ivan is also told by Zolchevsky that it cost him $5 million to pay one Biden and $5 million to pay the other. This is direct evidence of naked corruption and bribery. Zolchevsky also admitted to Ivan that both Bidens pushed him to pay them and to keep Hunter Biden on the board.
Hunter Biden used his father, the vice president of the United States, to threaten his victim, who he had just trafficked for sex. And the Department of Justice refuses to speak to me? Hunter Biden needs to be held accountable for his sexual exploitation of women And we've shown more evidence. We've shown evidence. This is what it looks like.
The witnesses today have all identified the evidence the committee has uncovered as deserving further inquiry. And that is what this committee will do, no matter where that evidence leads. I want to thank the witnesses for their testimony today. It confirms the evidence compiled by this committee justifies the investigation of Joe Biden's role in his family's international business schemes and justifies the next step of this investigation. One of those steps is gaining insight into where the Biden's foreign money ended up for what purposes. Therefore, today, I will subpoena the bank records of Hunter Biden, James Biden, and their affiliated companies.
Well, you can see there was a lot of substance there. Now, we didn't play the Democrats' responses. The Democrat responses were virtually all irrelevant. They started off demanding to question Rudy Giuliani and another figure who was working with Rudy at the time, Liz Parnas. So there was, you know, procedural stunts in that regard, trying to get subpoenas for Rudy Giuliani on issues that they're being raised there. It's obviously off the wall. And of course, they were talking about, the Democrats were talking about Joe Biden, not Joe Biden, but Donald Trump. So screaming about Trump and also screaming about the looming government shutdown. They suggested that they can't be having a hearing if there's going to be a government shutdown, which is also absurd. No one, as best I could tell, seemed to defend Joe Biden's conduct. The best they could do is say, well, just because Hunter Biden is terrible doesn't mean that Joe is, despite all the evidence that Joe and Hunter were two peas in a pod here, and the basic understanding of law and ethics that you can bribe one person by taking care of a family member, right? I mean, who are they kidding here? And so it was announced at the end of the hearing that by James Comer, who closed the hearing there that you saw, that he finally, and this is where I'm critical of the Republicans here, I almost fell off the chair, should be that they finally are going to subpoena Hunter's bank records directly. Why haven't they done that to date? I don't understand. I would have questioned Hunter or brought him in long ago, and certainly other members of the Biden family. So for all the complaints we have about the Justice Department going slow and protecting Biden, you know, some of our friends in the House weren't as aggressive as they should have been, in my view. But there were new documents put out there, and the media and the left and Joe Biden and the White House want you to believe there's no, quote, evidence. And there's significant evidence warranting not only a serious criminal investigation of Joe Biden, but more than enough, and as I've noted previously, the evidence of corruption by Joe Biden is enormous, and it's there's been nothing like it in terms of scope and seriousness against any president in American history. So it's the strongest case for impeachment that we've ever had in American history. I can't think of anything comparable. And so that's where we stand, and that's the reality of it. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.